Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host Nicole Rose from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started. Part 13, Power and Powerlessness. In this piece, I want to talk about power and powerlessness. I feel it's integral to exploring what can make organizing for any kind of social change feel empowering or soul-destroying. Like most kids, I felt pretty powerless over my own life. Like everyone, I had little or no power over where I lived, how much money we had, where I went to school, and so forth. I had even less power over my parents' decision to break up as a four-year-old. And as I ached for my dad to remain in my life, to live in the same country as me, ultimately, I was powerless to the fact that he didn't. I was powerless over my mum's choice of partner or which men were coming in and out of our lives. But what broke my heart the most was my inability at the time to understand my mother's depression. I felt completely powerless to make her feel better or to change how she felt about the world. Now I'm older, I can rationalise the situation. The reactive depression she experienced as a single parent without a safety net and little social support. But as a little girl, I just wanted her to stop crying and I had no idea how. Overwhelming feelings of powerlessness have been an undercurrent of my life ever since. I've identified these feelings as being a source of my compensating hyperactivity, workaholism, and over-responsibility for others. A friend of mine who went to a public school told me that the way they interact with you there is breeding this sense of power, that you are going to be society's next leaders and decision makers. The world is yours for the taking. Ask any working class kid and you can guarantee the state schooling gives you the opposite feeling. I felt I had little attention either way as to whether I was quote unquote successful. The goal was to be happy, happy with your lot. It's a good goal, but it still creates this lingering feeling in you that you are powerless to change anything more, be of any more influence or be more powerful. I felt like there was no reverberating shocks when I skipped school, messed around with drugs, dropped out of college and ended up in prison. There is no status to lose, no shattered dream. People express their feelings of powerlessness in different ways. Some bully others, some take extreme control of their bodies through eating disorders or exercise. Some find joy in crime, in fighting, and some reclaim it in resistance to the systems that reinforce their powerlessness on a daily basis. For me, I was lucky to find a gateway as a kid into a whole new world of people reclaiming their power and fighting systems of oppression. At 10 years old, I became connected to the animal liberation movement. I remember when I was 13 on a national demonstration against Huntington Life Sciences, HLS. Everything just kicked off. Police lines were broken, windows smashed, the city was ours. I remember with glee watching older folks pick up horse shit and launch it at the police. I felt part of something powerful. This movement was my antidote to the all-consuming powerlessness I felt in my daily life at home. I was surrounded by amazing people, including a wonderful group of older women, who at the time, as I looked at them with my puppy dog eyes, seemed like the bravest, fearless, and most powerful people I'd ever met. Organising gave me a sense of power. I had the agency to make decisions. I felt useful and needed. I had support around me from these incredible mentors, from local grassroots groups and wider networks. In Shaq's heyday, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty, the campaign against Europe's largest animal testing company, HLS, I felt part of the most powerful campaign in the world. The repression it attracted, therefore, destroyed the movement's sense of power. This is greatly felt on an individual level. No longer part of a movement that is making waves, you feel subject to forces much greater than yourself. You feel completely overwhelmed by state power. Prison strips your personal power from you in the most brutalizing and dehumanizing of ways. It's not ironic, perhaps, that in prison I found design, most specifically permaculture design. It is a skill set and toolkit that can help you navigate the depths of chaos and complexity. In prison, when undertaking a distance learning course in permaculture as part of a course, I was given the designer's manual, a huge book I had no idea of its worth and used to use it as a coffee table in my cell. However, a quote in there, printed to my cell wall, has stayed with me ever since. In chaos lies unparalleled opportunity for imposing creative order. Bill Mollison. My life felt like chaos. I had lost the campaign that was the focus of my life, lost my partner, job and home. Yet design helped me reclaim my power. I was no longer lost at sea. I had a compass and a map of my needs and desires and it helped me heal my fragmented self and believe there was something positive that could come from this experience. Permaculture gave me the feeling that we have the power to redesign society, not just be constantly dwarfed by the systems of power we are trying to battle. And now I've engaged with and observed the beautiful, diverse, and sometimes super problematic permaculture movement. I can begin to see where other forms of power intersect with it, such as capitalism, the state, and different forms of oppression and domination. In analysing power, I believe it's necessary to vigilantly observe patterns in our movements that reduce our power. We have to attempt to plug these spirals of erosion. These may be, for example, burnout, poor mutual aid and solidarity, repression, ineffective strategies that increase feelings of powerlessness, and smoke and mirror reactive organising that railroads our energy. On a personal level, we can ask ourselves, what makes us feel powerless? My posts about patriarchy in class may read like cathartic rants, but actually they are observations of what diminishes my sense of power or reinforces my ingrained feelings of powerlessness in patriarchy and an entrenched British class system. Burnout increases feelings of powerlessness and hopelessness. I'm still not sure if it is a cause or a symptom. The relentless loss of loved ones to death, repression or change intensifies these feelings. Death and grief are perhaps the most powerless rendering states of all. There is nothing you can do to bring someone back. The finality is piercing. I feel a diminished sense of power with my health, an inability to act, respond or use force in a way that demands physical energy. I ache to visit my friends that need more practical support. I yearn to organise and blast through campaign to-do lists. And yet I'm also beginning to feel the power in my vulnerability, the power of flow and trust, and the power of gentleness, healing and radical self-care. When you have felt powerless by feeling the tyranny of being dominated, there is little desire, in my experience, to then become the dominator. This is, for me, why anarchism holds such a beautiful promise. So I ask again, what makes you feel powerless or powerful? What has helped you in the past to reclaim a sense of power or overcome feelings of powerlessness? How can you reclaim feelings of power without dominating others? How can we build power in our movements? And finally, how can we collectively respond to addressing the diminished power we have by working to stop losing comrades and friends to burnout? Part 13, journal questions. Do you have any patterns of hyperactivity, workaholism, or over-responsibility for others in your life? What ways have you experienced powerlessness and how do they still affect you? Were you brought up believing you had power, for example, to impact society, or that you were powerless? How has organising given you a sense of power? What experiences as an organiser have made you feel diminishing power, for example, state repression? What makes you feel more powerful? How can you build power without dominating others? What does that look like politically to you? Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.